Classic League Podcast time!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 333 of the Classic League Punch the Mic podcast. My name is Scott. I've got Kevin with me. Kevin,
I'm a terrible aim.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Kevin. Happy New Year. How you doing, buddy?
Merry Christmas. I'm out of my 2-week isolation. I'm so happy.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Ooh, cherry. Cherry training wheels, dry hopped sour.
Oh, that sounds pretty tasty.
Tangy.
I feel like I should have grabbed a beer as well for tonight, but it's too late now.
I usually have a beer every night. Oh, that's very tangy. Ooh, that's sour.
When it comes to sour beers, I'm a newbie with them. Sometimes I'm real touchy with funk in food. Sometimes sour beers have a little too much funk on them for me.
Well, I told you I go to a beer store and I always just buy random beer. I just try everything and I'll rate it on my little tab because everything's a video game in my life. So I just go in there and go cling, 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 whatever the can calls out.
Hey, you know what? Someone put a lot of effort into making that beer, so don't be a dickhead on Untappd.
No, I don't think I ever am. The only time I was a dickhead was when I have a dollar beer. It's called in Canada, no name brand beer, and it was awful. I gave it a 1. I'm like, you're a dollar, so you get a 1-star. But normally I'm like 3.5 to 5.
Okay.
Because I don't know shit about beer. I'm not like one of those like, it's quite
dude,
quite
some hoppy. People are so fucking into that stuff. It's hilarious.
I don't even know what a hop is. I don't know what an IPA is. I don't know the difference between anything. I just know that this motherfucker tastes like cherries.
Yeah.
Sweet cherries.
You know what? It's people like you and me that make the beer world go around, not the...
You can put the same beer in 2 cups and tell me they're different, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, this one tastes more hoppy. And I don't know what hoppy is. But I have a beer that's 9%, which is going to knock me on my ass this week because it's New Year's Eve.
Fun.
Tomorrow. And I have a coffee stout beer, which is intriguing.
Awesome. Coffee stouts are normally quite good. How was... It is the holiday season right now, or we're at the end of it. How was your shut-in Christmas, pretty much, your lucky Christmas?
Great. I got Kingdom Hearts.
Nice.
Word. Melody of Memory, whatever it's called. And my daughter got a shit ton of gifts, so that's all that really mattered. I was like, yeah, you're happy. They were all happy.
Yeah.
And we got turkey delivery because my oven's broken still. And I made my homemade stuffing, so that was nice. At least I had something that was mine.
Sweet.
And I made 7 pounds of it because I don't know how to measure that. I'm like, all right, ground beef, then breadcrumbs, and breadcrumbs turns into like shaving cream.
Ground beef in the I gotta have Canadian stuffing sometime or dressing or whatever.
No. See, I grew up with that stuffing, and when I told people I have ground beef, they're all like, that's fucking weird, man. I'm like, oh, that's how my mom made it. Like, that's how I.
Well, that,
I
know it. So I'm in on that. Like, I. Well, it's kind of like...
So when I have other people, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this bread? What is this?
Canada, I think poutine is a terrible word for... It doesn't sound like an appetizing word. What a delicious treat that is.
Yeah, that's pretty common here.
I know, but like, I'm a big fan of what Canada does with cuisine that's very close to ours.
Thing.
Yeah.
You guys have...
Hot dogs,
there you go.
American hamburgers. Versions of Chinese food.
There we go. I can't say I haven't had that much American food.
There's a lot of really wonderful places to eat. It's very regional. So, like, if you're in, like, Maryland or Washington, D.C., you know, you can have, like, a lot of crab and stuff like that. Or in, like, the Northeast, you can get lobsters and crabs and stuff there. You know, you're in the Midwest, a lot of cattle and stuff is actually quite excellent. If you're into eating meat. So
kosher with lobsters. Oh yes.
There's good. There's a lot of good eating, but it's very regional here. So, you know, it's a lot different than, a country that's just got a smaller geographic footprint where, you know, they eat a lot of the same food all over. It's tough to pinpoint stuff that's like strictly American. It's not like just an embarrassing, like, cliche. You know, it's not like
poutine and syrup.
I'm good. But. Yeah, you don't have, like, croissants or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a French baguette.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, hard to make, or, like, Mexican food or whatever. But that's the thing, like, here, I mean, even in the Midwest in Ohio where I'm at, we have all sorts of fantastic Japanese restaurants here in my town, and Italian and Mexican, and so it feels like we get just American takes, which is usually unhealthier and more fried or more.
Well, your larges cheese are pretty big.
Like, oh, that stereotype is absolutely true at most places.
And like, when I see commercials for, like, McDonald's, is like 20 McNuggets for $4.99. I'm like, my God, like, 6 McNuggets here is like $20. Yeah, dude. Like, it's, over there, fast food makes sense. It's cheap. Here, it's not cheap.
$30 for two combos. There's another video game podcast I like to listen to. I've referenced here before, called the Video Game Outsiders, and one of their co-hosts is Canadian and kind of lives near you. He's talked about that Miller organic lager or whatever before.
You mentioned him.
They always had this joke about how he lives close enough to the border that what he needs to do is drive across the border, buy a bunch of McDoubles, and then take them back to Canada and sell them at Canadian prices, and he'll be rich and paying for his video games in no time. So they always joke about, like, what's he going to do to, like, get around the inflation.
There's, like, a thing in The Simpsons, which you don't watch. Like, when I go to Shelbyville, and, like, this is the difference between Shelbyville and Springfield. It's, like, how you guys are with us. Like, you guys have Gamefly. I would fucking kill for Gamefly. I don't understand why no one purchases shit from Gamefly.
It seems – it doesn't seem like a good value.
Like, well, remember, I have no choices to rent any games.
Until you get an Xbox, and then you'll
– but then the fact that Gamefly even sells their games used, I'm like, oh, I'd kill for that.
That is cool.
Buy you games.
Yeah.
Then I see the prices on Reddit whenever I'm looking for, like, deals and stuff. I'm like, $2.99 for Assassin's Creed 2 for PS1? I don't think that exists. Everything was wrong. We're a gaming podcast. Hey, how's your Christmas?
My Christmas was awesome. It was obviously very low-key, but I got to see my brother and my sister. We had two little ones. It was my sister's daughter's first birthday, and another were it was her first Christmas. And my other niece, it was she's like 2.5. So she, like, really gets it. She is really funny. She has this toy dump truck that, like, you know those kind of cars that you pull back and they, like, shoot forward?
Yeah.
So her and I would just, when we were at a cottage this summer, just played that forever. She just always loves, like, playing the dump truck with me. So I got this awesome ass dump truck for Christmas, which was a lot of fun. Had some cool bells and whistles.
The Playmobil one?
About that size. I mean, it was a shoulder, the width of our shoulders is.
Yeah, because I got my buddy garbage truck as well. I think it's the same one.
Oh, really?
You, like, remove the pieces and whatnot?
Yeah, it wasn't that brand, but yeah, that same exact.
What's with garbage trucks and kids? They're like, we love shit.
Dude,
give it to me.
I think that's what it is. She loves, like, going out and watching the garbage truck and stuff. Yeah, so,
like, well, I still do too. I'm like, oh, look at the juice.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's gnarly. But other than that, my parents were very thoughtful. My, in the gift exchange, my brother-in-law got me a cleaver that he bought off of Etsy, and it's amazing. It looks like a Viking weapon. Like a big old meat cleaver, you know, the kind of giant blades. Yeah, I bought one off Etsy. It's all, like, handmade.
Can you use steel. It?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's sharp as hell.
You can.
It's nice. It's a proper. Like, step
off when you go to make a steak.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, overall, it was just nice. Work, you know, a little slower, so I had a little chance to breathe, be around the family, ate real good. It was nice.
Everybody.
It was nice.
And stuff.
We got to call my grandpa on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever, and got to do a traditional shot with him of tequila, which was fun. I feel bad for him. He kind of bopped around a little bit, but everyone's, you know, just kind of staying away. So
yeah,
he's a pretty chill guy, so I'm sure he was all right. But overall, yeah, it was a really nice Christmas, and I'm hoping for a pretty relaxed New Year's. I'm going to have to work a little bit on over the weekend, but that's all right. Not a big deal. But yeah, I hope all of you also had a nice, Christmas. I had two Christmas miracles though. I guess I'll mention that. I'll have two showstoppers. I'll bury the lead a little bit.
All right.
On Christmas Eve, Watermelon Games Paprium was delivered to me. Holy crap.
I've heard of this. You've mentioned this before.
Yeah, so I'll talk about it. I'll talk about it more to kind of catch you up. I did get this. Oh, I almost forgot. Look at this Hallmark ornament my mom got me.
What the hell is that?
Yeah, it's a little NES. It comes with, you can put little watch batteries in it.
Yeah.
And so the power button actually clicks.
Oh, that's
so it'll turn on and off.
Like a little decoration?
Yeah, it's just a Christmas ornament.
Oh, it's an ornament.
It's just an ornament, yeah.
Awesome.
But Mario Duck Hunt's in there.
NES cartridge or NES in his hand. It's smaller than the...
Yeah, NES. It's a Hallmark ornament. The front opens. Yeah, the front opens. It's a Hallmark ornament.
It's the probably... NES Mini doesn't open.
No. The details... look at the details, man. They got the AV right on the side.
Nice.
They got the channel switcher and the coax out on the back, right?
That is awesome.
It's very cool. The cables look like they're all like used Nintendo. I don't know. It's really cool. Go look up the Hallmark NES console. It's pretty awesome. My mom.
Made by Hallmark of all people?
Yeah, it's a Hallmark. It's a Hallmark keepsake. They had some other Mario ones. There's a guy that we follow on YouTube, Benj Edwards. He's a like old computer and gaming historian kind of guy. Does awesome stuff. But he got, here's the Hallmark box.
So I'd keep the box.
Oh, for sure, dude. My mom has this. I have a wonderful collection of very expensive ornaments now because I still have all the boxes because my mom made sure that we always kept all the boxes and all the innards and all that for those. You think I would have a bigger
boxes and I keep video game boxes.
Yeah. You would think I'd have a bigger problem. but whatever I was talking about, I forget now at this point. So, but the
Hallmark has a library you said.
Oh yeah. Benj Edwards. He put up a poster, picture on Twitter of something else in the keepsake line. It was unbelievably small. It was like a little mini Mario. And he stood it on a quarter for scale. And in so the size of the little ornament, the base of it was the size of a quarter, which is really, really little. So
we had, have you ever had Scholastic at your school?
Yeah.
Like you order shit off the magazine and come to your desk and all that. One year I ordered, I wanted my mom to get like Looney Tunes ornaments.
Okay.
'Cause I love Bugs Bunny, right? And, you know, the picture's like, fucking, here's Tweety Bird and shit.
Yeah.
And then they finally came in, and just like you were saying, they're the size of maybe your pinky nail.
Yeah.
And, like, all of them were so fucking tiny, and I was so sad. Christmas was ruined that year.
I always remember. I remember. I always liked Canada, because I was there a little bit. As a little kid. But I always remember thinking, thank God I don't have to get books in Canada. Because even when the book fairs in school, all of our books had Canadian prices on them. Like, all of them. I want to say comic books did too.
Yeah. I got a Nintendo Christmas ornament as well from Nintendo.
you got one of those
rewards now.
I missed that. I missed out on that.
I got a while back. I got the Animal Crossing bandana that Tom Nook wears, the yellow bandana, and I got the Animal Crossing bag, like one of those environmental bags that we use and all that.
Okay, yeah.
So I put those two on my shelf, and my daughter comes and goes, can I have the blanket, the bandana? She calls it blanket. I was like, no, it's a collector's edition. And then I put the bag there, and she goes, can I keep the bag at least? I'm like, no, it's a collector's edition.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what am I doing? Here, have the bandana, have the bag, put your books in there. I was like, I can't not use these things, especially if she likes them.
Cause absolutely.
And then eventually they had more rewards come out, which I like these physical rewards. And I got my Mario ornament, and it came before Christmas. I was like, oh, I completely forgot I even ordered you. I paid like $6 shipping, which, if I saw it in the store for $6, I would have bought it in a heartbeat.
For sure.
And it's like, you know, a big-ass ornament. It's like, how do you? It's like this big. I'm like, whatever, I'll take it. It was free-ish. I still – but yeah, it was cool. Like, they have physical rewards now on MyNintendo.com.
It's good to see those back.
Yeah.
So, hey, Tecmo Balls is in the house. Good to see you, man.
Yo.
It's been a while. So, how you doing? Hope you had a nice nice holiday. I'm glad that we are gonna get to video games, promise, but one other quick Christmas miracle, I got Paprium that was delivered also. I had ordered an Xbox One S, and it was going to get shipped to a store, and I'd have to go pick it up at the store the Sunday after Christmas. And I got a notification like an hour after Paprium was delivered that it was like, your order's ready for pickup at Best Buy. And I'm like, this is awesome. Your
goal showed up.
This is fucking great. Yeah, and it was Christmas Eve. And so I had all of the family stuff for Christmas Day. So I actually got to, it was like I was 10 years old again. I mean, as far as they weren't presents I received, they were things I bought for myself, but it was a lot of fun actually. So
I can just imagine you opening the box. You're like, holy shit. What's the game called? Paprium?
Yeah.
You're like, holy shit. Paprium. Boop, boop, boop. Hello. Hi. This is the Best Buy. Just letting you know your Xbox One is in. Holy shit.
And it was like, am I sleeping? Am I going to wake up from this awesome dream? And it's going to be like, no, all canceled emails. Kevin, you have not a lack, you don't have an update, but you have more on the, pickles.
Yes. Yeah, so my cat, first off, let me say that we've been self-isolating for 14 days because my daughter's, someone I heard at her school had COVID. So therefore, you know, we've been self-isolating. So I only go out like at night, and I've been going out at 2 to 3 in the morning to look for my stupid cat Pickles. And, someone posted photos saying, hey, this is like your cat. So now I awkwardly go around the house with like cat food and drop it and just like stare at the alleyway. Like just stare. Like I'm like, if I look away, he's going to jump in. Right. I've got other cats show up. And also women, I've had, a woman comes up to me and she's like, hey honey, can I have a cigarette? And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, here we go. She said, oh, thanks for that. Do you want some services? And I'm like, oh, first I don't like, I'm like, oh, what do you mean by that? I'm a little boy. Right. And I'm like, oh no. I was telling them, thank you. I appreciate the offer. And like 20 minutes go by. Hey honey, another person. Can you spare a cigarette? I'm like, yeah, because I bought a pack. I'm sitting there. I got to do something. So I'm like, yeah, of course. Here we go.
Do you want some services?
I'm like, no, I know what you mean this time. And my friend funnily said, I was technically out looking for pussy. Cats.
That's good. That's a good. Like, that's a good friend. That's funny.
I'm like, that's funny. And then one more guy was like, hey, man, what are you doing out here? I was like, oh, shit. I'm going to die for this cat. He's like, you gypsy? I'm like, excuse me? My voice, excuse me? He's like, are you gypsy? I'm like, no, I'm Kevin. Suze, here's my fucking wallet. Here's my lens. Here's my car. Here's my phone. He's like, what are you doing? You looking for someone? I'm like, no, I'm looking for my cat. He's like, shit, what you need is temptations. You put that shit in a bag, you shake it up, it's called temptations. So they come to you. You get all the cats in the neighborhood coming. Have a good night. I'm like, holy fuck, I thought I was going to get shanked just now. But yeah, it's like that scene in Home Alone 2 when he's walking through Central Park and they're like, hey, honey, you're looking for your mommy.
Yeah.
Like, watch it, kid. That was me at night. And I'm Kevin, so it kind of works out.
Oh, it does. Yeah, it's appropriate.
But yeah, so I still haven't found my cat, and I'm not going to go out tonight because I've been literally going out every night. And after like 12 o'clock, because the guy says they usually show, he has a camera. So he's like, he usually shows up from 12:30 till like 5. I'm not going to stay up till 5.
Yeah.
I'll go out at 12:30, find a parking spot, and just like sit in an alley and just like look. When I'm home, I want to be on my phone all day. But when I'm out, I'm just like looking.
Sure.
I'm like beating other cats off.
Can you do it? Can you, do you lose too much focus podcasting, or is it like dead silence?
That's I want to have the podcast on, but I want to be able to hear like somewhere down the street or something.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
But I want, like, I just got to, yeah. I'm even thinking, I want to sit in the car, but then I won't. Like, what if he shows up and I open the door? He's like, what the fuck? And then he, like, takes off. I'm like, oh, no, come back. And I want to get, like, a humane trap, and I don't want to set that up because what if I catch another cat? It's, it might not even be him. That's the funny part. I might just be jerking off for no reason, for absolutely no reason. So.
Well,
but yeah, sorry. We could get into video games. That's just my little fun 2020. It's been a good year.
It's been a good year. Excited for. I did see, I forget where, but there was a joke where someone was like they were in heaven or talking to God or something like that, and God was like checking off something. He's like, did you da 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 in the 2020s? And the one person that was like new was like, what do you mean the 2020s? Like that 2020, like we're just at the beginning. It's going to be the whole decade. It's going to be as shitty as this year was. I guess that's, it cracked me up. Maybe I just have a dark sense of humor at the moment.
I didn't understand the joke, so I'm just going to do that.
Oh, the...
so cute, Scott. So cute.
Well, no, like, it implies that everyone's acting like 2020 is, like, going to be behind us in 2021's when the new beginning happens. Yeah. And instead it was like, so about the 2020s, did you get that taken care of? Not 2020, but the whole decade is going to be trash. It was the joke.
It's like what I always tell people. I'm like, yeah, 2021 is going to come, but do you think like just the pandemic is just going to go poof? Like, no, it's still like 2021.
Look, Kevin, people thought the world was going to end because the Mayans stopped making a calendar. Okay. So, you know, people love arbitrary numbers and we just can't, our idiot brains can't help but associate a new year as the new me or whatever.
Like I did a thing on Twitter saying like, holy, it's scary out there. And then instead of like the taxi driver from Home Alone, it's 2021.
Yeah. Like, I do love, I do love all the memes where it's like, 2021's just like,
I was on me. I'm a meme maker. It's how I make my cred on the streets. That's right.
Well, let's talk about what video games are going to come out.
Oh yeah, that subject. That
subject. Neo 2 came out. Remember Neo?
It
was like Samurai, shoot. Dark Souls-y before.
That's not Nier. It's Neo. It's different. I have Neo, the first one.
Yep. So that's out.
It's DLC.
Oh, Space Invaders Forever.
I mean, yeah, man.
Space. Did that Super Meat Boy game come out?
It did. What the hell is that?
Is it the Endless Runner one, or is this...
I don't know. I know Edmund didn't work on it, so I was like, no, I'm not going to look at it, because I know I'm going to want it. No.
Oh.
It's the principal.
Tommy Renfrew is still working on it. The other half of teammate. It got a 71 on Metacritic on the Switch release. We signed up to be on the Early Access, and they didn't get us...
See that?
We didn't make the cut. Uh-oh, okay.
Cyberpunk came out last time, so...
Someone named Titan.
Ooh.
This is a user review. I gave it a 2 out of 10. I feel ripped off.
Ooh.
I'm a huge fan of the original Super Meat Boy. Now, there's a whole bunch of 10s. And then from critics' perspective, this feels like a solid 7. Do you ever listen to the Easy Allies podcast?
No.
You ever hear those guys? They used to be game trailers. One of their hosts, Michael Huber, has this thing where he loves games that are just, you know, a 7. Your expectations aren't, you know, you just play the video game. You have your experience. You're done with it. And he loves the term swimming in 7s. I'm just swimming in 7s. I got all these decent games to play. This feels like just one of those kind of things.
I mean, I'll check it out, but...
I feel like they even might, on their Game of the Year awards, I think they might even have a category that's like, what's the best 7 out of 10 game? And they look at all the reviews that they did, so, you know, it is strange that 7 out of 10 is considered, like, bad. Marginal, or not bad, but, like, just better than... Like, that's the bottom of the barrel of what you want to play, which is strange.
I don't know, I played some pretty good 4s, man. Played some pretty good 4s.
That reminds me of another joke I heard recently. I'll probably tell this one poorly as well.
Is it a math joke? Please tell me it's a math joke.
Kinda, but not really.
Ooh.
No, you know what? No, what? You know what? No, we're gonna move on.
All right. Okay. That awkward silence.
I'm not confident that I'll deliver on it, and it's not that great of a joke. It's
I'm bad at reactions too.
So yeah, like let's just
or tell me a joke. I don't know how to react.
I'm seeing that Gears of 5 Hivebusters DLC came out, and I have that on my show notes. I got to play that. I would recommend it, especially if you have Game Pass, which is cool.
Mr. Xbox S over here has Game Pass
that's
now.
That's right. Oh, yeah.
Other than that, I didn't see anything that came out.
Besides not a lot that jumped out to me either.
We won't touch Cyberpunk. It's had a bad couple days start.
Well, what else are we going to say about it? We haven't played
it. As someone who hasn't played it or even understand what the genre is,
yeah.
I can tell you lots about it. There's dicks and tits.
I know, but like all we're doing is
I didn't know that. That's so cool. Like, good for you guys.
It is funny though that Stadia is one of the better platforms to play it on right now.
Well,
isn't that funny?
Fuck me then, because you're right.
but you were right. I found that out from other people. I didn't take the plunge, so you saved me the cash there. So it just had I gone through that experiment, I might have been like pleasantly surprised.
I know that you thought I was joking when I said that the game has tits and ass or dicks and tits.
No, it has a it has an unbelievable amount of dicks. They actually are gonna have to. They got a lot of complaints about it. Actually, speaking of that, so we're out of the. I guess we're out of stuff, so we can get right into the news.
News, but my news has nothing to do with dicks. I just want to make a dick joke.
Well, we're starting the news. Okay, make a dick joke.
Can I say the news correctly then?
Okay, let's start again. Let's say the dick joke. We'll come back to the.
It's a joke. It's a statement. Now it's going to be buried. But
okay.
News. What I was gonna say is that I hate dicks. I made it in my rant on my. Well, I mean, I haven't tried it, but I did this on my old podcast that I hated when video games like censored dicks. But then, what's that game that's like Grand Theft Auto, but not Grand Theft Auto? Come on, Saints Row. I know the name.
Saints Row.
Why am I so stupid on the podcast? I would re-listen to the podcast days later and be like, you know this. Why can't you say Saints Row? You know this. And I'm yelling at myself. Or I'll say a name completely wrong. I'm like Red Dead Revolver. When you ride the horse, I'm like, it's redemption, you fucking idiot.
I just said birthday and Christmas, okay? So I'm right there with you. Like, I get it.
How did I forget Saints Row? It's like, anyways.
Tecmo Balls is watching. There's an audience. Oh, that's
stop it, Tecmo Balls. Because you can walk around with a dildo, but you can't when they show like the naked, they're censored. I'm like, but you showed a dick. It's a purple dick, but and I always hated that. Like, it's either you go all the way, if it's an AO or it's an M rated game, just fucking show it.
Sure.
It's just a dick. Look at it, it's just a dick. I feel like the guy from Big Mouth. I don't know if you watch Big Mouth. By that smile, I can see that you did or do. Oh, you are mute, or you sound like a chipmunk. Ooh, I can't hear you at all. We'll talk again. Christmas night is here. Can Tecmo hear you? Ooh!
Alright, seems like we're back. So, no, this is not made for kids. God, and I gotta fucking edit. It's the worst. Alright, seems like we're back. I don't have time to edit, Kevin.
You gotta leave some chipmunk in there.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, it'll be like... But at all, yeah, it'll. I mean, like, I have to like re-render something. I'm not gonna like cut stuff out. All right, so we're back. Okay, everybody, we're back.
We are back.
There we go.
Don't forget to have the news music playing in the background.
No, I did do the deal though, so. Okay. Well, anyways, no, I didn't watch Big Head or whatever very much. I've seen the first couple of episodes. So, or Big Mouth or whatever.
Big Head? You're just like an angry person who just came back with a break. Like, oh, I don't watch fucking Big Head, you idiot.
Fucking waste my time with that bullshit.
Doesn't matter.
So,
point is, here are the news.
Yeah, in the news, we're gonna watch the news. We're gonna talk about the news. We're not gonna watch the news. And watch the news is what you do after dinner with your parents. Talk about the news is what we do on the podcast.
There you go.
So
this took a long time for PlayStation to come out with their games for 2025.
News. Wow. Screw it. News.
for games for 2025. What is wrong with me? So PlayStation 5 is what I meant to say, and PlayStation 4 have announced their games for 2021. It took them a very long time, because 2 weeks ago when I had this planned, they still didn't announce it. So here are the games for PlayStation 4, the games that are not free, but included with your subscription of PlayStation Plus, is Shadow of the Tomb Raider, which I don't know if I have. Is that the third part?
Yes.
Okay, so I don't have that one. I have Rise of the Tomb Raider.
That's the second one.
Yes, I did finish that one. That's the one where I was like, what am I doing looking for collectibles? I'm done the game.
I didn't play Shadow either.
No, so that's good. I'm happy about that. And a game called Greedfall.
That seems like a random word generator, random game generator.
I'm going to say this, though.
Yeah.
Rocket League. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This wrong. So, and for PlayStation 5.
And Fall Guys. We also were like, fucking, what's Fall Guys going to be? Oh,
Fall Guys.
Okay.
Good luck with that name.
Fucking exploded.
Yeah. And for PS5 is Maneater, which is a game I do want.
Maneater.
So it's pretty rad.
I have that on PC. Played it with my brother a little bit. It's like a survival game.
But you play as a shark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's rad. I want it. I want it.
Sharks are rad.
And for Xbox Live Gold members, for Xbox 360.
Ever.
No, Xbox One. You get... What the fuck does that say?
You were like...
It's the graph.
At one point, you were like, four, and I was like, ever.
Fudge.
All right. What are you looking for?
King of Fighters 13.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Breakdown for the original Xbox.
Which is very cool. I have no idea what that game is. I just love that OG Xbox graphics games come out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I didn't even notice that. And then Dead Rising 3 will be free. Hey. Nope, not Dead Rising 3. Just good old-fashioned Dead Rising.
Just Dead Rising.
It'll be free. And fuck all those games. Little Nightmares out. That's awesome. That's a game I've been telling people to play. It's like a good two-hour claymation-looking kind of creepy game.
Cool.
Think Tim Burton, but not. Speaking of which, did you know Nightmare Before Christmas is not directed by Tim Burton, even though it says Tim Burton, Nightmare Before Christmas?
Oh, he's just like a producer? Uh-uh.
No, he didn't do shit on it.
Really?
He's just like... Here's my idea. It's what I assume he sounds like. I want a guy who dresses like a skeleton to take over Christmas. But boy, I'm going to go work on Batman Returns. And
so there was a debate at work the other day related to this movie. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is it a Christmas movie or a Halloween movie? Is that the debate?
Sure. We'll start there.
Okay. It's both.
That was the other half of the debate. One person was on the it's a both, and one person is it's staunchly a Christmas movie.
Both. I mean, it's more Christmas than Halloween, but it's both.
It's both.
You can watch it at both times.
It feels like Halloween, but it is a Christmas movie. So
you almost jumped into the Muppets Christmas Carol. It feels like Christmas.
No, I almost said Halloween and sent Dumbass into a fucking tizzy because of my dumb Ohio accent.
How do you say it? Say it again.
I'll make it where it's hollow, like it's empty, Halloween. not hollow, hollow, not with the A,
like I'll, not like hollow, but like hollow, like
hollow, hollow. Yeah, like oh my god, that this bread I'm knocking on sounds hollow, or
yeah, Halloween,
Halloween instead of Halloween, yeah. Like
oh, you say Halloween?
That's how it should be said, is Halloween.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
I'm stupid. Oh, is he mad that you don't say hollow or hollow?
He's mad I say hollow. Therefore, he's also mad I don't say hollow. and I've said it before. Like, I've got other, like, I have to really think about nuclear to say that right. I'm a nuclear person. Yeah. Nuclear is wrong. Nuclear is right, I guess.
I think I've spoken about how we say rotten and the words with two T's. We don't pronounce the T's.
Oh, yeah. It's fun.
And Ryan. Some guy you went to school with said toilet. No, toilet. Instead of toilet. I'm like, it's fucking toilet. Right.
There was this Canadian girl that was that moved in fifth grade, and her mom always said schedule, and it wanted to, like, hate.
That reminds
it.
Me of what's that movie called? The Mel Brooks movie with Leslie Nielsen. Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Oh, I've never seen that one.
Oh, no? He's like... someone shows up to he's asking for directions. He's like, hey guys, I'm looking for, I have a schedule with Dracula. Do you know where he lives? And he's like, oh, Dracula. The next person, oh, Dracula. The next person, schedule? Funny.
That's good stuff. So yeah, there's some good included games, I guess, if you have those services. So.
Yep. It's all good. And then, this was old news, but I thought it'd be funny to bring back up because the new PS5 updates, warns you replaying the PS4 version of a game now.
Which is cool.
Which I still don't understand. I feel like I'm taking crazy pills when I feel like you people don't understand what I'm asking.
Whoa! For.
That's right. I said the P word. Why on earth?
So.
Would you want to play the older version of a newer version of the same game? Now, this is different than backwards compatible, mind you. Backwards compatible is like PS1, PS2 games that don't exist on the previous console. Why on earth, if I bought Call of Duty for PS5, would I ever want to play the PS4 version on my PS5? Yeah. See,
it doesn't. But it pops up now, right?
But why is that an option? Is my question.
There's definitely. I feel like I've even heard someone give a scenario where I'm like, oh, okay, I can see that. But I mean,
I don't. I get getting the PS4 version and upgrading to the PS5 makes sense. But once I'm on the PS5, why would you want to play the older version?
I don't know. But Kevin, all I can say is I don't have an answer for you. But one does exist that is not going to fit in my world. I'm not that kind of a person. I will play the newest.
Like it says here on the screen, you're about to play the PS4 version of the game. Do you want to switch to the PS5? Yes. Why wouldn't I?
Okay, well then maybe it's just they had no other way to. Maybe it's just a bad infrastructure backend, and that's the only band-aid they could put on the axe wound. Where it's going to download both of them, and they're both going to be there.
Why?
Kevin, I don't know. Why couldn't you change your PlayStation name for... Still can't even all the way do it. Like, why? I don't know. It just...
I don't know. I just feel like it's the dumbest thing, the dumbest problem that they have. It wouldn't be a problem if you didn't have it.
It's so dumb, though. It also, I would don't let it go, man. It's okay. It's no big deal.
It just doesn't. They patched something like, oh, this pipe that brings shit to your house. I put a little patch on it so only a little bit of shit comes in. Thanks, man. Why is that pipe here to begin with? Don't ask questions. This is what that means.
It feels strange. I don't know, man. I don't know. If I ever have the option, I would never play the last version.
Right.
I'm with you on that.
Right. Right.
So, someone
who's not me, tell me, please.
I'll keep an ear out for it. If I hear anything, I'll try to remember to put on the show notes stuff.
It boggles my mind. New games. This is old, but I want to talk about it anyways. New games are coming to Nintendo Switch Online for Super Nintendo and Nintendo.
Yeah.
And those, again, we're always happy when they do this because even though I don't play that many games because I have a classic, we all own these fucking games a million times, especially retro. People, there are other means of playing this game. Even if you modded your old consoles, NES comes with a game.
Even if you're a pirate, okay.
I bought all these games. I tell you, of course, I bought.
World I used my retro to back them all up. Okay, all right.
Spy versus Spy. for the NES, a game called Nightshade. Nightshade.
I feel like there was
Shade.
Happy Console Gamer or Gaming Historian or a long time ago, like back when, like 2008 to 2011, somewhere in there, back on the Retroware TV days, somewhere over there did a really good Nightshade video.
Nightshade. Is this the beat 'em up?
I thought this was the noir kind of game.
Oh, is it? Okay, never mind. I'm thinking of a different Nightshade game, or I'm not thinking about
it. Or maybe I don't know, dude. But I do know Donkey Kong 3 is supposed to be pretty good.
Hey, hold on, wait, holy, just in my face. We got to build up to the climax. You can't just come in here with a bowl of popcorn and put it on your lap. Let's work our way down. For NES, there's a game called Tough Enough. The E is a separate word. Super Valis 4. The game before number 5, the ignition factor is the facting of the ignition, and now Donkey Kong Country 3, Dixie Kong's Double Trouble, not as clever as Diddy Kong's Quest, which sounds like Conquest. Clever.
That's very good.
Took me 20 years to figure that out. Oh, it's a play on words. But that's cool. I never played Dixie Kong Quest. I have seen my friends play it, and I went, wow, she's like Tails. She can move her hair around like Tails and fly.
I think I still have it. I, at one point, had this cartridge. I think I still have it.
I have the cartridge, but I also haven't played it. I buy a lot of shit I don't play, because I
I'm an idiot.
Amy.
Isn't that what you said? No, no, no. I was trying to beat you to your own joke. Sorry.
No, that was hurtful, but I'm a fucking idiot. That's
sorry. Yeah, I didn't get the line right.
But that's awesome. I'm happy that those new games are coming out for the Switch online service. I really, really, really think Nintendo would make a lot of money if they, you know, went up to Konami and was like, hey, guys. No, not Konami, Acclaim. And they're like, hey, guys. And Acclaim's like, who are we? We don't exist. Who's Acclaim now? Is it still Acclaim? It is still Acclaim?
Oh, wait a minute. I was thinking Activision. Yeah, I don't know Acclaim. Yeah. I don't know who owns the Acclaim. It probably is Activision that owns all the Acclaim properties. Probably. Now.
So, hey, Acclaim, can you want to make a collector? Like, so Castlevania made, Konami made a Castlevania collection and Contra collection. And there's a Disney Afternoon collection and all these cool Lion King and Aladdin. No one's going to pay $20 for that shit. But I know one little fat kid in Toronto who will happily spend at least $10 on a Ninja Turtle collection. 1, 2, 3 Turtles in Time. That little 33-year-old will splurge all over the place.
That's those are Konami. Those were Ultra, not Acclaim.
Those were Konami. I said Konami first, and I second-guessed myself and said,
yeah, no.
Hey, Konami. Okay, let me make the joke again. Hey, Konami.
Well, they're Ultra, which was like a division of. Remember, it was like their way to get around the limit that.
Yeah.
The publisher limit that Nintendo set.
I watch Gaming Historian too, Scott.
Well, that's why. Hey, look.
Tell me about LJN. I know about them too.
No, that's it. I'm done. I don't have anything else to say.
All right, then. But yeah, wouldn't that be a great collection? Easily, I will wait for a sale to come in and buy it for $2.
Fucking Mr. Let's go ask Acclaim if we can do a Ninja Turtles is yelling at me about saying I've watched the Gaming Historian video, fucking asshole.
But would you buy that collection? That'd be a good
fuck
collection.
Yes, without a
because they won't give that for free. Obviously, it's not gonna be part of the collection.
No, give me library. Yeah, 1, 2. I don't. You can skip Manhattan. Yeah, I'm okay with those three.
Manhattan, that's the third one.
Yeah. I guess I thought I had Turtles in Time in my head. Like you would give me 1, 2, and 4.
Yeah, 3 and 4. No, all 3 and then 4 is a bonus. It's a
yeah.
Or okay. Fuck you, depending on how you look at it. And for shits and giggles, here's the Game Boy version, which I recently played.
One of those, the second one I want to say is pretty damn good of the Game Boy ones.
Mm-hmm. I know the one you're talking about.
Or something or other? I don't know.
There's a thing I saw online which drove me absolutely up the wall.
Okay.
I've read the comics, the old school Turtles and all that. And someone's like, oh, the reason why their bandanas are all red was because the Nintendo couldn't make that many colors on the screen at once. I almost lost my shit. They're red. They're all red bandanas because the comic book was in black and white. So it didn't matter what colors bandanas were.
Yeah.
And the NES title took that original cover and used that as a reference because the TV show did not exist yet.
Correct. What's that noise you make when you're all?
What was that?
No, when you're like, yeah, that. I can't do
like
it.
Like an injured dog. I felt so bad for you just now.
I feel like an injured dog right now.
I would kill for that Ninja Turtle game.
That would be sweet.
Have them upstairs right now and I can play them.
Well, Konami's right open to it. Like, they got they gave us Contra collections and.
That's what I'm saying.
And Castlevania collections. Like, see, yeah, I'm with you, man.
I myself with a claim. I would have went for the Ninja Trolls. And there hasn't been a good Ninja Trolls game in a while that I know of. There was the last one from Platinum Star, and I hated that one. I was like, man, I want to like this game, but it blows.
So.
But yeah, the Ninja Trolls, that select screen and that first apartment fire level. Anytime I see those two screens, I'm like, oh, I want to play you so badly.
Yeah, that one, so that one's magical. That's such a good game. Yeah. So, yeah. All right, man. You know what? We've gone long enough. I don't want to talk about the game of the year stuff anymore.
Okay.
Boom. Nuked. Halo Infinite rumors. Why don't gaming companies just either don't tell us about video games or just tell us, like, honestly, oh, I know why they can't, because of shareholders. But wouldn't it be nice for them to be like, look, we just flat out, we're trying to get a last-gen version of Infinite going, and we're delaying stuff to try to get it working, but we might ditch it and might just do all current-gen. I don't know what to tell you.
So Halo Infinite is a new game or a remake of an old game?
Oh, it's a brand new game. It's the new Halo, the Halo 6 or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's the next.
So that's supposed to be coming out for Xbox.
It's supposed to be out for the. It was supposed to launch with the X and the S, and it keeps getting delayed. And so the drama is, what are you leaving the Xbox One behind? Why are you putting everything on the Series?
Uh-oh, who's this coming up to the screen? Hello. My name is Duke Nukem Forever. I wish that wasn't announced.
No, it's not. No, that's not. Oh, I hope not. This is feels more like the Halo Master Chief Collection that was supposed to be out in 2015, and they're just now getting around to finishing it.
Well, remember Breath of the Wild was supposed to be out on the Wii U
and the Switch.
Yes.
And they didn't cut the Wii U version, but looked like they were maybe going to. So that's the situation this new Halo game's in.
Yeah.
And it seems like there's really good sources that say, yes, they're cutting the last generation. And there are very poignant denials by...
Do it!
343 Studios. Yeah,
cut the last generation. Just do it. The new generation's out. Hey, man, you want to play Halo Infinite? Gotta get yourself an Xbox S, bitch.
Or Project X. Like, get it. Like, stream it if you can't get a console.
What did I say?
I agree with you. Yeah, for sure. But
oh.
You like, ditch the last system. I'm saying if you... Yes, I support entirely ditch the last generation. And if you can't get access to, or you don't have the funds for the gaming console, try Project X for a little bit. And it'll be on Game Pass, you know what I mean? And that's that streaming version.
Project X is,
X is their streaming platform that lets you... yes.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
So, yeah, I agree. Like... Fucking cut it. Get the game done. Make it run good on the current stuff. Cyberpunk 2077 should be a nice little learning lesson about...
Yeah, it should be only next-gen console.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's interesting to keep your eye on. I'd already... Did you have any other... It's interesting. I don't know if there's any...
No, I don't mean... Oh, like, I think it should be... not last gen.
Yeah.
I just ended this conversation when I did. I have a thing where I keep talking and I can't stop. Stop me, Scott. Stop me.
Paprium came out for Sega Genesis.
oh, say that again.
For Sega Genesis. And
oh, say it again. Mufasa. Oh, again.
Paprium Mufasa. Came out for the Sega Genesis, also the Mega Drive. It, for a little bit of backstory, it is a Watermelon Games video game. It's their second release since they put out Pure Solar 10 years ago, in 2010. That game did very well. It was kind of a darling of the, homebrew community, which is a really cool RPG, Chrono Trigger, Final Fantasy, 2 and 3 style, or 4 and 6, whatever. But Paprium is an entirely different game. The interesting thing is they have added so many guts to the actual cartridge that it now is the biggest game that's ever made as far as just the raw amount of data that's available. It's a, beat 'em up game. Cool. With the cyberpunk.
Someone's
aesthetic.
Been streaming it.
Yeah.
I
did a stream of it. It did quite well actually for us. And
something like 2,000 views or something?
No.
I was just still don't know.
Okay. Silly. Yeah. You're right. Nobody will go to the video and watch it afterwards anyways. But, yeah, I did a playthrough of Paprium. It is great. I loved it. I guess I didn't expect to get a game at all, but the music, the animations, the performance, like there was no slowdown. I've never seen this much on a screen from a Genesis before.
This can be played on an actual Genesis, you know, the mod in Genesis or anything.
You like actually, that. Yeah, and it's very specifically because of the cartridge itself. Mm-hmm. It's really, they're going to have a hard time dumping the ROMs eventually. You can only play it if you have a Genesis, and it's not even working on some clone carts or clone consoles. So,
like retro on and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
Cause that's all emulated.
Yeah, but it still reads, but even some FPGA stuff, like, it was called like the Analog NT, but it's called like the Mega SG, you know, it was like a $500 or that, The analog was of like a $400 or $500 all aluminum, awesome NES. And then they came out with a $200 version of a Super Nintendo and a Genesis. Does that ring a bell at all? And they're more FPGA based. So that it's like the hardware emulation, not the software side. No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, I didn't know you wanted me to agree or say anything after
that. No, yes, I was just like, this, are you following? Is this making sense?
Yeah, no. This is the one thing where I'm like a scholar in when it comes to like
okay.
video games and like old school shit. So now I'm like,
So I, in 2012, they, Watermelon Games, because I definitely backed it, they did a fundraising thing to get Pure Solar going and it worked well and they delivered a great game. So I did a, I backed in 2012, August of 2012, I backed a Paprium, and at that time it was called Project Y. And,
why?
I don't know. Cause Project N is the Super Nintendo one that they were going to work on. So I really genuinely don't know why it's called Project Y.
But oh, you had an answer for my crappy joke.
It was really interesting. It seemed really neat. They would let you vote. Anybody that backed it then got to vote, or if they were an investor, you would then get to vote on what style of game that they were going to make. And then they were going to mash up other genres. So this was originally going to be an RPG beat 'em up. But like side scrollers were an option. Another RPG was an option, that kind of stuff. So this is not a role playing beat 'em. This is straight up like a Final Fight or a Street Fighter 2 kind of thing. Yeah, I'm looking
at your video actually right now. It's very fucking neon colored. It's so bright. It looks like cotton candy. It's so pretty.
It's beautiful.
And you have like that bar on the side going and the background's moving and it's an isometric, but then it switches to a side view. It looks great.
Yeah. It's
yeah, it looks really awesome.
So the thing is, this game has a lot of drama around it.
Another like,
no, thank you, Kevin.
Sorry, I like. Oh, no problem. That's what I do. I like videos.
We what was wild about this game though is we've had people from Watermelon on this podcast before, and those people are no longer with the company. The guy that was in charge, Fonzie, had a lot of communication issues. They took a bunch of pre-orders in 2017 and then went radio silent. And then out of nowhere, they said it was going to come out in 2018 and it didn't, and 2019 and it didn't. Finally did come out this year. But there, a year and a half or so ago, they had a launch, a quote unquote launch party where they showed off some of the game. And it was just this little tech demo. There were no enemies. It was just showing someone walking around. It wasn't fully realized. It just looked like this was game was never going to finish or ever get done. It seemed I mean, this is the next Duke Nukem, I guess. I mean, it really did take 8 years of work to get the game
crazy.
Out.
And so, the game looks like that? That game looks like it's from, like, you know, 1995.
Yeah. Looks old. But the crazy thing is, though, so I got an investor pack, and what came with the investor pack is a whole bunch of goodies and treats. I think there was like a pin. There's a pack of girls' panties in there. Woo! I didn't open up
nipple pastels.
For some reason, there's a really cool. There was a manga book, a comic book. I think there's a Sega CD somewhere in there. There's cool. Posters. If you're a dork about physical video game stuff, it was awesome for $50. I was thrilled to get what I got. That same package is like $170, like right now on their website. Like, I wouldn't feel great about. I understand why it costs $170. That's just not my kind of thing. But my cartridge is sweet. It's hot pink. It came in like a dentine ice, like a Chiclets kind of pack.
Oh, that's cool.
I've never seen that before. The actual the clamshell book thing or whatever. Like, it's just wild. It's a really interesting, cool, package. And, the game's actually pretty damn good. There's, the ability to unlock, you can play co-op with a computer, which I didn't do. And then there's at least one other character I know of that I can unlock. I don't know how to do it. But there's like
is Paprium like their own just idea, or is it based on something?
It's their own idea.
Oh, okay.
And I don't understand where the name comes from or anything like that.
Okay. No, because you said there's a manga, so I thought it was based off a manga.
Oh, no. No, they, like, got their own, they developed their own lore and all that.
Oh, that's cool.
And did their own manga with it, or did, maybe, I'm sure it was commissioned, but whatever. It's weird because, I mean, they did deliver, but it did take too long, and they didn't communicate with anybody, and he was kind of a jerk about it. He was very much like a Phil Fish about this.
Okay. I'll tell you when it's done.
Kind of, yeah.
But we're funding you.
Yeah. There you go. So, but Paprium arrived, and I'm impressed. I'm happy with it as an investor. So.
Do you do commentary on your playthrough?
I do. Yep.
And that playthrough is where? Hmm?
YouTube.com/classicleet.
That's right. You don't promote your shit enough. It's all about promote.
You're right.
Promote. Retro Lapstick. I don't even know my own Twitter name.
Yeah, there you go. There's other two quick things I wanted to mention. There's one last awesome story, but it's a short one. So the three quick bullet items. One, this YouTube speedrun documentarian named Bismuth, I really love a lot. And he put out this
one?
Wild Legend of Zelda speedrun video.
First one?
Yeah, this guy beat it in like 27 minutes. It's awesome.
Ooh. It took me like 4 days with a guide. Like, what? Dirt tree to burn? What the fuck are you talking about?
I can beat it pretty much without any help now. Still, I can say. Other than like a side scroller, I mean, God, I've actually beaten that one a good 10 times or so. I used to play it every year. Yeah, the NES one. I used to play it at least once a year over. I used to beat it between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
When you were younger?
That started like middle school, high school.
Okay. See, when I was a kid, I was like, I don't know what the fuck, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
The first time I beat it, I think I was in second or third grade with my buddy Matt, and we had a guide.
Oh, you had a guide. See,
he's also like unbelievably brilliant. So okay. I think I got limped along. But
I was all about the bubbles. I'm like, you just blow them up, and you blow them up again.
Me too, actually. So Bismuth, check out his Legend of Zelda speedrun documentary. It's awesome. And then there's another brand new YouTuber. When I found this, I don't know why, I just typed into the search bar Lion King speedrun.
I have to watch this.
And this dude's very first video had just came out. He had like 60 subscribers on his channel at the time that I subscribed to him. Put out this really great Lion King speedrun progression video. It's awesome. His name is The Otter Pocket. And he had two videos out as of now. And the other one is Prince of Persia, the old one.
Yeah, the side scroller.
Yeah. Which I never have any interest in playing that game. It's not my kind of, like, I don't like.
I had that game on my flip phone. Remember those Razor?
Oh, games? Yeah? Yeah.
I had to play like 6 and 3 or whatever to like go back and forth. Yeah. And I'm like, this is not the game I know, because I didn't know there was an old Prince of Persia that was basing on like the Two Storms or Two Sands.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was kind of me too. Like, I was more exposed the new one first. Yeah. But his video about the speedrun of it's awesome. So you don't need to be a fan of the game to enjoy the speedrun. So. The second YouTube channel is The Otter Pocket, like an otter, the animal.
Maybe animal.
And, yeah, go check out both those guys. And then this is really, really sweet. This is for all the – Kevin, this is the why did you do this? Holy crap, this is really cool. Somebody was able to get ray tracing going on the Super Nintendo. I'm going to have an Ars Technica article linked, and, yeah, now, there's just this, okay.
Now, pretend like I'm a big, stupid, fat idiot who doesn't know what tracing is.
Okay, ray tracing is the computer is actually sending out beams of light versus, particles out. Versus actually using tricks and approximations for how lighting would react. So what happens is you get realistic reflections because the light's actually bouncing and behaving off of surfaces the way that it would as we know it to be in the real world. And it's a very computationally heavy ask, but if you can get to that minimum threshold, it's unbelievable how cool the lighting looks. Like, you get really good glows from the lights.
So, like, the puddles in Spider-Man, for example, that's ray tracing.
No, there are...
I mean, the reflection of yourself in the puddles.
You need the hardware to do ray tracing. So, as an example, some games will have... Like Control, the PC game, if your graphics card doesn't support ray tracing, it's not in there. But if your graphics card does, then it is in there. So when you say the puddles from Spider-Man, it depends. Are they ray tracing puddles that are running on the PS5? Because the puddles on the PS4 version are not ray tracing.
Gotcha.
So you get really good... accurate representations about what would happen. And the reason it's interesting, and I think this is a really good demo for you to be able to watch. It happens in real time, so it's not doing a lot of computational stuff as far as causing you to do a bunch of slowdown if you can like keep up with it. But it seems like it's very scalable from that degree. But let's say like a mirror will behave the right way. So, like, you can have light spin around a mirror ball, and that would be really computationally heavy. Like, could you imagine real reflections in a Super Nintendo game?
No,
actually, this ray tracing demo, this guy, Frankenstein together, does it actually gives proper shadows, and not shadows, but reflections in mirror balls in the Super Nintendo. So, like,
and that's what, like, that's did the N64 have that? I'm guessing it did.
No, ray tracing is a brand new thing.
Oh, it isn't.
This is
I'm thinking of the puddles that Mario jumps into. Those aren't reflected properly.
No. So I don't think I'm explaining it the right way. Like,
everyone else is getting it, but I'm not. I'm that one kid in class who's like, I still don't get it. And everyone's like, it's 3:00, man. Just say you get it so we can go home.
Okay. This is my last try. Pretend there's really a sun there. Like, so the lights. You know how we have rays of light?
Yeah. Like me right now.
And they bounce. And they bounce all over the place, right?
Yes.
Okay. We pull up Assassin's Creed, or right now, you pull up Spider-Man on PS4, right? Looks amazing. You can see shadows. It looks real. Like, it's awesome, right? That is all done by different shaders and tricks and things like that. But imagine if the developers just had a sun that was just there producing all that light for them. So they didn't need to use other techniques to get the lighting accomplished.
Gotcha.
Or like if you had the taillights of a car light up, they'll glow on the puddle and you'll see like not just like a little red splotch in the puddle because the algorithm knew to put one there. You'll see. The detail of the tail light in the puddle because the light's bouncing off it the right way. And you'll see a good red glow versus, now you have to get into digital foundry levels of gnarliness right now, to really see the differences. But you can tell us that this is the thing that's going to make stuff feel super real. And a guy got a freaking Super Nintendo to do it. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm looking at the screenshots right now and how they,
and at the end of the day, the coolest thing about it is it's not even the technical aspect of it necessarily for me. It's the fact that you need to spend $700 right now on a graphics card to get this technology.
Yeah.
Or you can have a guy like now, you know, on these graphics cards, it's doing it all over the place and they can bounce a whole bunch of times. You know, light doesn't just bounce off of one surface and then stop doing its thing. You know, that's how you get the glows and whatnot. And just in real life. And this is just one bounce. So this isn't like going all crazy, but it's still, it is ray tracing and it's really neat. And it's super old technology. So yeah, that's it. That's all I wanted to talk about there.
So yeah, I'm watching the video that's on the link, which we'll put in the show notes. And I mean, I wouldn't have guessed this was Super Nintendo. So
right, this looks like at least like
I want to say Saturn.
I was gonna say is exactly what I was gonna say. It was Saturn or PS1 or something like that. But like Saturn for sure. It's really cool. So I would highly recommend checking out the ray tracing on Super Nintendo. So, all right, man. Well, that's going to be it for the news and whatnot. We do have a lot of games to talk about of what we've been playing. We're going to have to move a little quickly, though, Kevin.
Yep, they're pretty short, most of them.
So, or did you want to go over some of the free games in the Epic Store right now?
Well, the Epic Store has been giving free games every day, so no matter what I say now will change by the time this comes out.
So go to the Epic Store and get some free games.
I've had free games every day, even games I'm like, I'm never going to touch these. I've had 30 games for free.
That's awesome.
So why people hate the Epic Store? Beyond me. Even though it's a storefront.
It's like the it's the ethics of the company. It's the man behind the mask.
Every company's evil. So I finished Link's Awakening, first off. The Switch game. I was completely wrong when I said I was halfway through. I was not halfway through. And because I refused to look at guides, I took a long time to beat the game. But I finally managed some of the puzzles. I'm just like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Sure.
Until I stumble in there or I just try. But I did beat it. I love the ending. I love the game. It's probably my top 5 Switch games.
Sweet.
It was just so much fun. And I'm currently playing the Link's Awakening DX on Game Boy Advance because I just going back and seeing the differences, right?
Yeah.
And so I saw Digital Foundry or someone did a comparison between the two videos, and it's pretty much the same game.
Yeah.
They just changed the button layout. So Link's Awakening, awesome game. I don't have to tell you that. I started Hades as well. So I didn't know because I'm trying to beat Meg, I think her name is. The first boss, I guess.
Oh.
I'm still learning the rules of the game. Because
mm-hmm.
I'm okay, it's not like Binding of Isaac where you have a map and you kind of figure out where you're going. It's always different, but I don't know what the rooms, and you're not going to explain it to me now. We can talk about it next time, but I don't know what the different icons and shit on the room doors are. I'm like, oh, this one's a purple gem and this one's a silver gem. And I don't know what the gods are giving me when they're like, here's this ability.
Yeah.
I read it and I see what it says, but I'm like, I don't know what is it different every time? Is it always a different god? Am I angering some gods over others? I have no idea. I gave somebody nectar. They gave me a +1 heart. I don't know what that means. Not nectar, nectar. And I'm just learning as I go and I'm not looking anything up. Right?
Just keep, just keep doing runs. It stuff just keeps clicking.
I've died so many times that Hades himself doesn't say shit anymore. He just kind of goes, well. I've ended your conversation tree.
He'll start talking.
What am I missing? I just keep dying with Meg. I can make it to the first boss, the girl or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just keep dying because the one time I came close is when I kill other enemies and my health regenerates. Every time I kill someone, that was the one time I came close to beating her. But I'm like, what?
Are you upgrading weapons after you're done?
I don't know.
When you go to that weapon room before you start a run or whatever, open.
Huh? Yeah, they're all unlocked. I don't know if you can upgrade them.
You can when you go up to them. There's stuff you can do. I'm pretty sure. And then
oh really?
And then one of them kind of will glow with a blue.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
One will have a shimmer on it. Pick that one. You get bonus
Oh, okay.
Stuff.
See? Towards... I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's some upgrade stuff that you should be doing in that room.
I'm like,
so there's a bedroom. There's a bedroom that he's got a mirror to. Okay, so
I don't know how to use that.
So you get that by
because it says 600, and then some of them say max. I'm like, so have I selected it, or do I need 600 to use it?
Oh, you need 600 to buy that thing.
So I can't use it right now.
No, but buy stuff. You are picking up currency to use in there. It's a purple feather or something. I forget.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The purple gem. Whatever they call it.
But, just poke around in those rooms and look for options around those. I could be wrong about the upgrading of the weapons, but maybe I'm not. Just try.
But, so I keep dying. And I said to myself, maybe I did something wrong at the beginning. Let me create a new save file. So I did that. And then I realized that my current save file has something called hell mode, which is like uber hard difficulty. Yeah.
Why did you pick that?
Well, Scott, let me tell you why. I obviously didn't fucking know, but I'm too far in to start over. So mine has a little icon at the bottom that has hell mode. Every time I'm about to jump into a new like game, I have a bunch of like, remember Kid Icarus for 3DS or Smash Brothers, how they have like a heat meter, how hard you want it to be?
Yeah.
I have that as an option. So I'm like always like level 6 of like hardness.
Oh.
So I wrote on like Twitter, I was like, what the fuck is hell mode? And then Domez is like, I don't even know what hell mode
is. Yeah, I've never heard. This is the first time.
Yeah, so I must have pressed like select or something on the Switch and started hell mode. And then I'm 8 hours in. I'm not going to do that over again. So I'm just going to stick with it. So be careful with hell mode. It's a hard mode. I don't know what makes it harder because I never tried the original mode. So. But yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. I've also got into Ultimate Alliance 3. And it's kind of because I like the other two Ultimate Alliances. The other two was like 150 roster. The second one was like 162. This one's all fucking 32. I'm like, that's it? 32 characters? And it's like based on the Avenger movies, which I'm good with because it's been 10 years of my life. And it's like Guardians of the Galaxy and all those characters. I'm like, that's cool. And it has like Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen and all that, which is awesome. And X-Men or Wolverine at least. But I'm like, kind of wish you had a little bit more there. And it's a good game. It's like the other ones, but it kind of feels like a mobile game, like the mobile Marvel games where it's like a bunch of like shit just goes on the screen.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
All right. So they have like a bunch of like, I don't know. It's a confusing feels like a mobile game. Maybe I just haven't sat long enough, but I just started that as well. I also started Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2. I bought that bundle because it was $30. Do not buy the extra bundle because it comes with like retro skater gear. Who gives a fuck? It's like $30 more. But yeah, it's great. If you grew up playing the Tony Hawk Pro Skater games, it's the same game, same music, same gameplay. The only thing is that the players are older. Like Tony Hawk's like 60 now.
Yeah, I've heard that. That's cool though. I like that.
Yeah, it's funny. And it's great just playing this because I remember I got into like a Nirvana. Just like I remember all the combo combinations, manualing and reverting and continuing a combo. It's super fun. If you grew up with it, get it. You can't go wrong with it. You get two games in one, actually technically three. Hannah, my daughter, got her first game ever for her. It's her game, Just Dance 2020.
It's a good start.
So I asked my buddy to get her that because I'm like, we're in a pandemic, she's gonna be home. I wanted her to burn some energy, so naturally I've had to play Just Dance. And it has a, you know, all day pass thing where last time I did a 90 day trial, and I'll probably do that again because there's only so many songs you can choose from. But it does one thing that pisses me off, and that it does an ad for this Ubisoft Ultimate Pass that they call. So imagine you're playing a game, and then you know how YouTube does like skip ad? Imagine you're playing a game, and then an ad happens, and you can skip that ad. And then it doesn't just skip it. It goes, you have to go press B for later or A for accept. And I'm like, when she's on her own, she's like, what is this? Like, I can't.
Yeah.
I mean, this is stupid. If I bought a full price game, which I didn't because it was on sale, but you know what I mean? Why are there fucking ads in my game for this pass I don't want to get right now?
Yeah.
You could accidentally press A and start the trial.
Yeah.
Or get charged. I don't fucking know what they're doing. But it's Just Dance. Who gives a shit? It's just fun for kids. She likes it, so that's all that matters. I also got Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memories, or Memories of Melody. I forget which one it is. I'm just going to call it Kingdom Hearts M&M. They're shady. I forgot how that song goes. I fucked it up. Anyways, it's a rhythm game. If you like Kingdom Hearts music, you'll like the game. I like the game. I don't know why. It's not my kind of game, but it's Kingdom Hearts, so I'm like,
well, they've got lore buried. Excuse me. They've got lore in there, so you need to get the story.
That's what I've heard. And they're doing a really good job at explaining the story. We're like, Xian, it starts with next, is Roxas' nobody when Sora was his somebody. I'm like, oh, that's who the fuck she is. I played this game a bajillion times, still have no idea who she is. So they do a good job. I thought the buttons were confusing when I played the demo. I thought the back button on the left controlled this character, A controlled the middle, and then this right button controlled this character. That's what I was getting confused at.
Okay.
It's just one button. One button controls whoever character. Oh. But if they all show up, then you press all three. That's why I was confused. It's fun. It does its thing. Very shitty graphics. For so we have Kingdom Hearts 3, and then we have what this one looks like, Kingdom Hearts
1.5. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. All right. I also completed, again, New Super Mario Bros. 2. Still think that game's not the best. And I did exactly the same thing I did the first time, where it's like, oh, you need this many coins to continue.
8 trillion coins. Yeah.
Well, I got the trillion coins, but I need the three main coins in order to progress.
Oh, okay.
And by that point, I was like, I'm good. So now I started Sonic Generations on 3DS, which I haven't played in years. And the last game I started playing, which is my priority right now when I can play it without Hannah in the room, is The Walking Dead Final Season. And as I was playing this game, because this game's like 10 years in the making, right? This is like, I remember playing this in my old apartment 10 years ago with Rui. And it was our game of the year for Paranerds.
Yeah, like it was my game of the year that year, yeah.
So, I mean, like 10 years later, and this game finally comes to a conclusion. And I was thinking, it's funny that the game The Walking Dead is made by a company that is technically The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Because Telltale doesn't exist, but they still spit out this game somehow. And it's fucking rad compared to, like, the graphical style and gameplay of the original one. It's still, like, choices and stuff like that. But I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. And I think everyone knows I wanted to name my daughter Clementine after Clementine from The Walking Dead. But my wife wanted Hannah, so she won. But I wanted Clementine. If I have a second kid and have a girl, Clementine's going to be the name. But I know I'm going to cry. I almost did like four times. She's like, I had a guy named Lee. I'm like, oh, geez, Lee.
Oh,
like,
God, what a good guy.
And I replayed the seasons on my PS4 when they were on sale because Telltale went to shit. So all my cloud saves didn't transfer from my Xbox game because the cloud saves just don't exist. And that was the plan. They're like, you know, upload it to telltale.com and you can play any device and your saves will continue.
Yeah.
It doesn't exist. The company doesn't exist. So I had to rebuy those games and make my choices all over again. I probably made the same ones. But anyways, I started that. That's my priority game. And on the PS4 and on my Switch, my priority game is, I don't remember. Oh, Ultimate Alliance. So those are all the games I played.
Awesome. Good deal. Mine's going to be a bit shorter. Although I have
got like a sweepy.
I am. I've gotten a lot of – but I've played a lot though. Oh, I didn't I logged into the Nintendo thing to see how many hours I played this last year.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
I logged like 200 and some hours in 2019 and only 90 some in 2020.
That's it?
That's it. I only played 90 some hours on Nintendo.
That was like 1,074. Most of it was Binding of Isaac.
And I played a lot, and I thought I played a lot of Hades, but apparently I'm not playing a lot of video games this year.
Yeah, well, you've been busy.
But the Gears 5 is just a really beautiful video game. And
that's surprising. I've never heard anyone talk about this game besides you.
I like it. And I didn't play any multiplayer or anything. I just play the campaign. But the Hive Busters DLC came out. And the Hive Busters DLC is really cool. It's an entirely separate three new characters. That's kind of like a ragtag team of people that got kind of thrown back into being Gears or whatever. It's very pretty. Like, it's very green, which is cool. I always think of Gears as, like, other than Gears 5, very, like, blacks and browns and darks and, you know, like, reds and oranges and fire. Yeah, I've liked what I've played. But Gears 5 was just beautiful in the way that, like, God of War looked beautiful. It was like, wow, but I'm playing Gears. That's cool. Hive Busters was like that as well. But it was very lush and green. It was kind of like a very Amazonian jungly kind of environment at times. And there's a, the opening, there's only six chapters. It took me, just a handful of hours, to beat it. But there is just an absolutely striking visual scene, when you're starting the sixth chapter, which is the last one of the DLC. And, like, my goodness. I mean, that was an older, that's the last generation, that game. This is one of those that was like updated for Series X or Series S. So, I like it. Also the Xbox One Series S, it's way faster. It's,
so you're playing the Gears 5 was a Xbox One game.
Correct.
And I know you're playing on the
enhanced version. Yeah, it basically, It's like taking an older computer and playing the same game with a newer computer. You can get a higher frame rate, higher resolution, that kind of stuff.
I didn't know which system it came out on.
Yep, it was definitely Xbox One.
Gotcha.
It is a cute. The system is so cute, Kevin. You would love it. It is small.
How come you went with that instead of the main one?
Because I missed the order window of the X.
Gotcha.
That's the only reason. I was ready to buy the X and just missed it. So got the S. I will when an X becomes available, I will buy it and sell the S.
There you go.
So, the one thing it's a bit strange, and maybe it's not that weird, I guess, because the PCs are this way, but it's the exact same interface.
I've heard that.
And so it doesn't feel new to me.
Wasn't Dustin saying that PlayStation does the same thing? Same interface for PS5 and PS4?
No, those are different. There's a change on theirs. Yep. It's fucking fast though. It just works. Like, it's instant. There's no lag. It's great. But it feels less like a jump forward. Just because visually it doesn't really look that much different. Also, I played some Forza Horizon 4 because that's fun.
It's funny that I think of PS4 as still a new console for me, because I've only had it for, like, I don't know, 6 years. And then I'm like, I've only had it for 6 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm on a 10-year console, but I got it, like, late into the game. And I'm like, I could tell now when, like, you're saying it's slow. Where I'll, like, press the home button, and it'll take a while for, like, the home button to appear.
Yeah.
And then I'll, like, boot up a game, and you're like, my hard drive. Yeah. And then I'm like, all right, and start. Battery on my controller is dead. I'm like, oh, well, it was a good time.
Yeah,
like,
that was fun.
My battery controller I have to charge every night now, where before I just, like, leave it on the shelf for 4 days.
The controller I like, it's about the same. It's a little more, like, leaned in towards the top. I think it's an improvement, and it has, like, some texture. But it's not, like, a matte texture. It's a plastic dimples are in there. Not nipples.
Huh.
But the Series S, you know, for $300, I'm quite happy with it. Gears ran great. Forza ran great. I'm excited to try Control when the Ultimate Edition comes out next year. It's on Game Pass right now, but I want to play it with ray tracing. So I'll be able to revisit it. And they're not going to have the ray tracing version on Game Pass. I'm going to have to buy that, and I will buy it. So I'm excited to try that. So I'm going to wait on Control for a bit. And then just a couple of final thoughts on Papri. I'm again, it's just like, it's one of those things where if I can remove the drama away from it and look at it in a vacuum of, is Paprium good? Is it impressive? Am I happy with it? If it's not, you know, tainted by other outside factors, and an emphatic yes, it's fucking sweet. If I remember, I'll text you some photos. Maybe I can give you a shortcut for some album art, or not. But you'd like to see it anyways, so.
Yeah.
But that's all I've been playing. I really do gotta get going. I am dying. So
yeah,
I'm gonna stop here. I think Dumez had some feedback, but we'll get to that next episode. I want to thank Dustin for coming on the show last week. That was a lot of fun. I meant to bring that up at the beginning of the show. Follow him on Twitter at Vogue Nasty. He's also got a YouTube channel where he posts some stuff every now and again. So look for Vogue Nasty on YouTube, and you'll find his Dustin videos. You might have heard him reference that he's been doing some video capture and stuff. So if you're curious what that was about, I was a shithead, forgot to be like, so what are you doing? You know, have him promote it. So go check out Dustin's stuff over YouTube.com, Vogue Nasty. Yeah, and follow him on Twitter. Still the same funny dude. And it was awesome to have him back. It was a lot of fun. So, all right. Well, I want to thank, right? Can I close? Can I stop?
I was going to say, have everyone a happy new year.
Yeah.
By the time this podcast will be out, will probably be in the new year, but it's recording in 2020. And 2021 is going to be the same old shit, but keep positive.
Yeah, try to stay positive. That's right. I want to thank Ben Landis and Kebby for letting us use our theme song, use their music for our theme songs. Our RSS feed's available at our website. Also, please leave us a review on iTunes. If you'd like to support the show financially, we have Amazon links in the descriptions of the videos and the YouTube or in the RSS feeds. And lastly, Kevin, I didn't record this second one, so now I gotta wait for it to render so I can download it for YouTube. So I added another 12 hours of fucking delays on this episode. Fun! When you saw the look on my face and I had that, oh shit, that's what it was. And I realized, like, man. Oh well, that's what, you know what? Is what it
is.
2020. It's 2020, right?
The last thing.
So. Yeah. So, all right. But yes, everybody, please have a good, safe new year. Or I hope you had one by the time this is coming out. And we'll just see it throughout the year of 2021. And thank you very much for listening to episode 333 of the Classic Leap Podcast. We'll see you soon for episode 334.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boosh.
Bye.